We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
So if you're hiring, do you really know where to post your job to find the best candidates? If you post your job in just one place, you're not going to find quality candidates. But if you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job in all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com posts your job to 100 plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. You can find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. So you don't have to juggle emails and calls to your office. You quickly screen candidates, you rate them, and you hire the right person faster. So find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And now my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free just by going to ZipRecruiter.com/15. So if you want to hire, you want the best candidates, do this. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/15. Try it for free. You'll see what I'm talking about. ZipRecruiter.com/15.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
You know, I was just thinking.
Yeah.
We've got the brain trust, other than Elvis.
Yeah.
Sitting here at the mics because everybody else, well, they said, F it. We're not sticking around for the podcast on
right.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Yeah, they bailed.
So we are the masterminds. I think combined we have, what, over 60 years of radio experience?
Yeah, we do. So, yeah, it's Brody and Nate.
And Scary Jones.
And me. Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much, I don't think we've done the podcast, the three of us, ever. And you looked around the room, you said, like, what do the three of us have in common?
We're doing the podcast today.
Yeah, there's that.
I know this one.
And then we're like, wait a second. We all have the word producer in our title.
Mm-hmm. I mean, producer's a big word when you really kind of consider what we do.
I got to be honest.
It could be, what?
When I meet listeners a lot, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm one of the executive producers on the show, they're like, what's that?
Right. It's so true, though.
Really, the word producer,
usually,
and in several mediums, as I think we were about to say, it has different connotations and different rules of the job, right?
Well, radio producers What we do is we provide the means and the legwork, I guess, to do a radio show for hosts.
Yeah.
You know, TV shows, for instance, TV shows and movies, executive producer means something different. Usually
completely
it's just
different.
You put up the money for the movie or something like
that's
that.
Right.
A lot of people get executive producer credit on a movie and because you put up the money.
Like when Steven Spielberg executive produces a movie, he had nothing to do with it.
Right.
And he didn't have anything to do with the writing, the special effects. You go, oh, Steven Spielberg. No.
And SNL, Lorne Michaels, these days, as executive producer, he had a lot of hands-on, but these days, when he just kind of stands there in between commercial breaks, you know, when they come back.
Well, he doesn't run the day-to-day, minute-by-minute of the actual broadcast.
Right, he stands there.
But
he
oversees who's on the show.
Make sure the set looks good. Like, he's kind of like a broad stroke person.
By the way, shout out to Bobby Moynihan. It's his last show tomorrow.
Oh, right. Shout out.
9 years.
I love that character. But anyway, as we were saying.
And a lot of morning shows have one executive producer. In fact,
or just one producer, period.
Or sometimes the host of the show is the executive producer. When Scary and I started, one of our co-hosts at the time, Elliot, was the executive producer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because there weren't enough people on the show, no budget, they made him do it himself.
But this show is so massive, it needs three producers.
Yeah.
Well, there's like six producers, but everyone's here called a producer. But there's only three executive producers, and Nate's the senior executive producer. And then there's like, you know, producer Sam, everyone's got producer in the name, but it's a different job.
So does that mean that because Nate has the word senior in front of his word executive producer, does that mean he gets belted with all the rest of the bullshit?
Well, he gets the crap.
I get the crap.
Sometimes I do feel bad for
you. You used to get it. Brody used to get it.
Oh.
It's kind of you're the filter between a lot of different, what I do, I'm the filter between sales and promotions, listeners. You can handle kind of the brunt
of the complaints. Yeah. Well, I cause them. So.
Yeah. Oh, you do. Yeah. We just handle everything and we're the filter. Whether it's to all of those places I just described or to Elvis or Danielle or Bethany or the rest of the staff.
Right.
If you read the Steve Harvey memo last week, he wrote that letter to the us of his show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not to bother him and to filter out everything. So because it's so difficult to host a show, whether you're Jimmy Fallon or Stephen Colbert or Elvis or Howard Stern, in order to focus your energy and your thoughts on creating a show every day, you can't get bogged down with who wants to advertise, who wants to run a commercial, who wants to talk to him for 5 minutes. It's impossible to do both. And so there's like, I think if we typed up a list of what we do that would bore our listeners, actually, it's like 15 pages of what we do so that he doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah. It's funny. I don't even realize the things that I do every day. Do you guys?
Yeah,
like you do it so long.
I don't until they say write a review, your annual review, and list what you do.
Yeah.
And you go, holy crap, I'm not getting paid enough.
Yeah. It's like, you know, Scary and I, we're looking at the clocks, seeing what audio elements are in there, and that's primarily Scary's job. We're going through texts. We're trying to communicate with other people in other studios. We're trying to figure out who's getting on the phone, who's texting in that we can call back. I mean, a million things.
During the show, we kind of have these overlapping and different things. We're all trying to help each other out, I suppose, is the best way. But Nate, as soon as a guest comes in, then Nate has to be kind of like the greeter and the welcomer. Yeah. And he's got to make sure that the guest and the guest's people.
Right. What do they want to talk about? What do they not want to talk about? What kind of mood are they in? How does their voice sound this morning?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What kind of night did they have the night before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do we need to tell them not to say on the radio today?
Yeah. Kind of a pre-interview prior to the interview.
Right.
You figure out a couple of things that they want to talk about that aren't on the prep sheet. You know,
right.
I mean, they're going to talk about their
song,
their
music.
Yeah,
you can look on Wikipedia and write up what, but you need to know, hey, they really want to talk about the fact they work with Ed Sheeran on this album.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd rather not talk about the girl they're dating.
Yeah.
So, and while all this is going on, while Elvis is trying to paint a picture, I'm trying to sit there thinking about, how can I add to this with audio? Can I put some fun sound in there? Is there a good music bed? You know, and I'll just stand there. Actually, I do the least of the three of us.
No, actually, you have to, no.
Oh, no. Scary walked out of the room yesterday,
oh,
and it was mayhem.
Mayhem. You leave for 5 seconds, it's like leaving a baby
on the ledge.
On the ledge. Like, that's basically
that
what you did.
Right. If the baby sits there, it looks like you're not doing anything.
I never leave the room, but I had to leave the room yesterday while we were on
it's
the
like
air.
You're leaving a baby sitting on a bar stool. I mean, that thing is going to come flying off. That's basically what you do. And you also probably have the hardest job. You have to read Elvis's mind before he even knows what's going to be in his mind.
That's correct. Yeah, I'm always anticipating Elvis's
next
move.
Elvis will say, you know what? I was at a street fair the other day, and Scary knows it was an Italian one, so he gets the Italian music.
Yeah. And actually, that's a little behind the scenes. If anybody's listening, they hear Elvis do this. Yeah, you know, I was on the street and I heard this Italian music.
And all of a sudden,
you hear him move away from the microphone. He's getting Scary's attention.
Because Scary's eating or listening to Howard.
Or Scary's looking already, right?
Right. A lot of times I'm facing the other way.
But you'll hear Elvis move away. And it's because he's turning to Scary.
So, and by the way, just on that note, I do have a computer full of millions of sound effects and songs and things. And all you got to, you know, we kind of pull up a search for that stuff.
Right, but then, the thing about Scary is he's so hyper-focused on one thing. Whatever the one thing is.
But that's my downfall, too.
Right, so he'll be, sometimes Scary's staring at the computer to make sure that everything's where it should be. And that all the things are going to fire at the same time or where they should. He gets so focused that when Elvis starts talking about the Italian festival, Scary didn't hear it. So Nate, who's about 7 feet away, starts waving his arms. I will take a piece of paper, crumple up, and throw it at him. To get it. He goes, what? Like you just woke someone up from a deep sleep. I go, Italian music!
That's exactly right.
Garrett just walked in with Danielle. And by the way...
Why is it a boys club? What are you talking about?
Well, no, we're just talking about how we're the backbones of the show. And Danielle just comes in here and we prop her up.
Yeah.
What, really? You're the backbone to the show.
Do you want to? Hey, should I tell you what to tell him right now?
I'm going to tell you to shove it up your ass.
Oh, wow.
That came from her, by the way. Just her.
That was, I didn't have to tell her.
We were talking about all of the things we do behind the scenes. Everything seems, well, I wouldn't say it seems seamless or sounds seamless when we're doing
you
the show.
You know what, though? It is funny that the three producers were doing the podcast. And I'll be, you want me to be
the
totally
best
honest?
Produced podcast ever.
I'll be totally honest. If Scary left tomorrow, Elvis wouldn't know what to do with himself. He could not do the show without Scary. Yeah.
Oh, come 100%. On. You're giving me way too
100%.
Much credit.
100%. Nate does so much behind the scenes that you have no friggin' idea. He's constantly running around. He protects all of us from the craziness. And he... It's like our go-between for a lot of things. And he keeps Elvis on track with timing. And Brody... Half the funny shit that comes out of my mouth is Brody writes it on a piece of paper.
And 75% of the funny shit that comes out of Elvis's mouth.
Right. So Brody is like one of, you know, I mean, he...
Come on, stop. I wrote Topic Train today.
The three interesting things, though, about these guys, Danielle, I think you can notice is just like when a president goes in for his first day versus his last day as president, you can see the aging process. So I can see the aging process on all three of these guys.
Oh, yeah. Poor Nate.
Over time.
Wait, you're telling me that I look old?
Well,
we're just talking about Bobby Moynihan.
Your hair hasn't changed since 96, if that makes you feel
any better. Neither has David Schwimmer, so we're all good. How much time's left on this?
Too much.
But yeah, so being a producer is usually followed by, oh, you produced the show? Have you met Elvis?
Yeah.
Or they'll go, do you know Greg T?
Yeah.
They'll go, so where are you when the show's going on?
Uh-huh.
Right within 3 feet of Elvis. Right. We all are. You're in there? So what do you do? I don't know.
It's funny. Like, we all have people that listen for us.
Right.
Right? They might enjoy the show, but, you know, whether it's Danielle's mom... Garrett's wife. I mean, they hope to listen to you.
My mom knows the 7 words per show. I heard you.
Yeah.
I heard you say Hanukkah, and I heard you say baseball.
They were so funny. Yeah.
So I remember talking to my mom, and she's like, well, why aren't you on the show more? I go, well, Mom, I'm a producer. I'm doing more stuff as the show is going on. She goes, well, I don't know if I want to really listen unless you're on it.
Oh, my God.
That's such a mom.
I know.
Yeah. Mom,
so I listen for you.
This podcast has given us as producers an opportunity to talk more.
Yeah.
And we have gotten a lot of tweets, all of us going, hey, you're good at talking. You're okay. How come you don't talk on the, I don't have an answer for that. Except that's not our job. We have so much to do. We actually don't have time.
Yeah, I mean, we all contribute where we can.
Yeah, when Elvis wants us to talk, we talk. We have other jobs. Right.
Where Danielle's job is 100% to talk.
Nobody asked Bethany and Danielle how come they're not grabbing sound effects.
Yeah.
Because that's not their role.
You wouldn't want me to because I keep thinking if you had me run the board, we'd be off the air because I wouldn't even know what the hell
to do. Danielle, how long have you been at the radio station?
Listen to me. I'll tell you something. In college, I ran a great board. I ran a tight board.
Yeah.
But once I left college and I came here, nobody asked me to do it, so I didn't stick to it. And then somebody once told me, don't learn to run the board. And I said, why? Because then they'll make you do it. So I said, okay, and I never learned to run.
But 22 years, you've been here for as long as I have.
27 years.
And Brody, and 22? 2 years and you haven't.
I think you started before Bill Clinton's second term as president. So you still can't run the board.
If I sat where you sit right now and you come over here, would you
think
you
could do it?
I don't think I could.
But there's nothing to do except
sit. No, that's not going
to help. That's why I think she could do it.
My favorite is when Danielle's getting ready to do a phone tap and she'll go, listen, this guy's on a lunch break. You got to hurry. I got to set the board up. I go, set the board up. I don't know how to set the board up.
Do you remember that Danielle did that awesome phone tap and then you go to listen to it? She didn't record the caller?
Wait a minute. That was Garrett's fault.
Don't blame me.
Garrett and I do phone taps together. We tag team. He helps me be funny. Yeah. So Garrett put the board on and we didn't push a button. Look.
Maybe you can call the guy back
and fool him again. Danielle said, Scary, when you take this home to edit it, you are going to love it. This is the best phone tap ever. And I'm like, really? So
I still think it's going to be funny if we just play Danielle's reaction and we don't play the other caller.
I go to listen to it.
That would be funny. Phone tap's gone bad.
It was just Danielle's track. Because it's on two tracks.
In fairness,
the caller's track was never recorded.
In fairness, I did that once. But I mean, I just started. As some of you may know, I started doing the prank phone calls before anyone else. And then they caught on and everybody did them. So I was doing them myself in a studio and I didn't know how to the button to push for something. And I recorded a great prank phone call on a guy. I told him that he had been in for jury duty and I called him and I said, you're going to be sequestered. You're on a murder trial. And he said, no, it's a traffic thing. I said, nope, we moved you up. You're on a murder trial. You're going to be sequestered for 3 months. It's Jimmy the Weasel. Have you heard of him? No. Oh, he killed 73 people. And the guy was terrified. It was great. And then I was like, yes, this was great. It was so good. And I didn't hit the record button.
My favorite Danielle story, and I fall for it every time. She goes into the studio, is about to record a phone call. And then she goes, can you dial the phone for me?
And I go, sure.
And then after I dial the phone, I go, Danielle knows how to dial a phone.
No, I know how to dial a phone, but I don't know how to put them on hold without hanging up on each of them. Like, if I put one on hold.
It's the button that says hold.
I fall for it every time.
But then I will go to put the other person on hold, and then I'll hang up on the other person. It's terrible. Just now, I was in there recording commercials, and I'm like pushing buttons, and I'm like, Josh, could you come and help me?
Because God. Turns it on.
Okay. Because Josh, I don't know which buttons to push.
To bring it full circle, this is why this show has three executive producers.
Yes.
Because we're a mess.
We have to handle everybody.
In fact, maybe a fourth one would be in order.
It might be.
Oh, that's another one for Danielle. While everybody is out playing, having a great time, I go home at night and I take everybody's phone taps and everybody who tries a phone tap and I edit it down to what a listenable length, because sometimes we get 15, 30, 45 minutes of audio, mm-hmm. and you know, because we don't know how long
they won't answer the phone again.
So all that stuff is cut out. We should do a whole expose on the phone taps on one of these podcasts and talk about how many fail and how many, you know, how long it takes to actually. Sometimes we have to do them over 2 or 3 days because you can't get the person back on the phone.
I have one that was the best one I've ever done, and it was about a girl who was working at Hooters, and I called to tell her that her uniform was in, and her dad answered the phone, and I said, oh, da, da, da. He's like, he was amazing. He, remember, Scary, you remember this.
Yep.
He said that if we played that phone tap, that he would come and basically kill us.
Yeah, so, guess
we
what?
We tried to give him money. Yep. We tried everything, and he's just like, no. And so this phone tap will never see the light of day, and it was so
just
good.
Like, yep, it'll be just like the one that Brody did, where he didn't hit the record button.
Or Danielle.
Never
hit. Or the guy who threatened to kill me.
Yeah, there's that. Oh, my God, we got a whole show on that. See you Monday.
That's daily.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.